Yes, it's finished here in Richmond Park, and it's St. Pat's 1, Finn Harps 0. A late goal from substitute Jake Walker, the killer for Finn Harps, at St. Pat's took the lead with just 7 minutes to go in regular time. The ball was played over the top of a tired Harps defence. Lee Desmond squared it to Walker, and his shot hit off the post and in. St. Pat's were probably the better team throughout and tested Mark Anthony McGinley in goals, especially in the second half, and the goalkeeper was probably Finn Harps' best player on the night. The most notable save came 20 minutes in the second half when he pulled off a magnificent save to deny Kevin Toner from about 25 yards out. Finn Harps had a few good chances in the game. Nathan Boyle had two great chances either side of the half, but he should have really done better to beat Brendan Clark in the same pass goals. Ollie Horgan will be disappointed coming away with no points as they go into the mid-season break on bottom of the table with just 10 points from their 22 games this year. Full time in Richmond Park, it's St. Pat's 1, Finn Harps 0.